In at five, Martin Bashir, a man who hasn't just annoyed the great British public. He's also managed to put one of Michael Jackson's noses out of joint.
I don't want to ever see Martin Bashir's face again.
Martin Bashir, I would say, is an embarrassment to the presenter industry.
He's so slippery, he's so two-faced. Everything you suspect a journalist might be like.
He's like this vulture, and he just circulates around, dare I say it, damaged celebrities.
That's fantastic, Michael. Please, show me how to do it.
Move the heel, hold on the heel, never on toe.
He buttered up Michael Jackson. And then the programme had a hostile tone to it. So what? You know, that's a standard journalistic ploy.
Marty, that is ignorance! F-U-C-K, the press, motherfucker!
Martin Bashir, he's like the Tony Blair of television interviewing, you know. His sort of sincerity is coming out of every pore.
To me, it just shows how manipulative these types of documentaries can be.
The scissors in here, and a question in there, and the scissors in there.
Okay, it may have been judiciously edited, but by what Jackson said, in his own words, he was hung by his own petard.
I sleep on the floor, I don't sleep on the bed!
Jack the Ripper, he sleep on the bed, that's right.
He took somebody on who is fantastically popular, and that's Michael Jackson, and you can't take on Michael Jackson without inspiring a little bit of hate.
I was just angry because I knew that what was going to be left in the people's mind was not Michael Jackson the genius, Michael Jackson's music. It wasn't even Michael Jackson the caring father.
These are my baby, Marty. I call him Blanket. Why do I call him Blanket? Because I put a blanket on the motherfucker's face, Shamon.
I think he's lost so much credibility now that even, you know, maybe a star of Crossroads probably won't talk to him.
I doubt it matters to Martin because he made a fortune out of it anyway. So he'll be very unhappy, very, very comfortably.
He's a bad motherfucker. When I say bad, I don't mean good. He's bad. Y'all bad. Stick to the repartee, whatever y'all do. Ow!
I have my own thoughts. Read my mind.